Praise you, Jesus. We can be at peace because you know you are the calmer of storms. As the song says, the wind and waves still know your name. You still have authority, Jesus. Because of that, we can have faith in you. It can be well in our soul. Praise you, God.
What a great song. Amen. So good. Thank you, Joel and team, for leading us this morning. If you have a Bible today, we're going to invite you to turn with me to one verse in Joshua chapter 1. And you can find verse 9, Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. The title of this message this morning is The Giant of Change. The Giant of Change. And if you're just joining us this morning, we've already made reference to it a couple of times, that we are in a current series where we are talking about how the giants must fall. Is giants, you know what? The giants in our life do not have a choice. Would you agree with that this morning? They do not have a choice. And the story that we've been basing this series on is from the story of David and Goliath. And the big idea is that God is bigger than all of our giants. We used to live in Saskatchewan, and we live near a little town called Bigger Saskatchewan. Has anybody ever been to Bigger Saskatchewan? And there's a sign out front that says, New York is big, but bigger is bigger. And I was always kind of drawn to that. And you know, the giants may be big, but God is bigger. And we're so thankful for that. But I want to read this scripture, and I'll reference it again later. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. And the context here is how that God was preparing Israel to advance from their wilderness, or their season where they had remained for some time, into a new land, into a new place. And as a result, he was challenging the leadership. And these were the words he said. God spoke to Joshua. He said, "Have I not commanded you?" That's a pretty strong word. When God says, "Have I not commanded you?" We need to pay attention to that, don't we? "Have I not commanded you? Be strong." And earlier he said, "Very courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you everywhere, wherever you go." If you have your Bibles open, you'll notice back two other places in verse 6 and also verse 7. God said to Joshua, "Be strong." And it was like he really wanted Joshua to get it. And whenever you see something repeated more than once in Scripture, there's a reason for it. And that is that God wants us to get it, to understand it. And he says here, "Be strong." Last Sunday, Pastor Joel shared a great message, and it is online if you'd like to check it out, entitled "The Giant of Fear." And we looked again there how that the armies of Israel were paralyzed by this Goliath, who caused fear in their being. And they would line up and go out in the morning to line up for battle, and every time they would see him, it would be all of a sudden the fear would take over. And the scripture says they would run and hide. And then we see David, the young shepherd boy, willing, he's inspiring to go and completely trust God with his life. This young boy steps into the battlefield, young and yet willing to trust God with his life. And because of that, we know the story, how Goliath fell. The reality is, as Joel pointed out last Sunday, is that fear is a giant we all face. The fear of the unknown, the fear of stepping out of the boat, the fear of getting out of our comfort zones. How many know that comfort can be a giant? We might even touch on that here in the weeks ahead. Another fear is the fear of change. And we know that change causes uncertainty. We know that change can cause anxiousness and restlessness. I met someone this morning who's just recently come to the island and has moved from another location in Canada. And whenever people go through change, it can cause some uncertainty and restlessness. Joel said last Sunday, most of us like to know what's ahead. I think most of us can relate to that. We don't like surprises, unless it's a birthday surprise and there's something great in it, you know. But we don't like when life throws curveballs at us. We like to have all our ducks in a row, as some would say. We like to have our life all mapped out with what is clearly ahead. But how many know this morning that that's not always possible? Would you agree? That's not always possible. And it's in those times of change when we are called to trust God, and I've got it in big letters in my notes here, to trust God completely with our lives. The Bible says that we walk by faith, not by sight. We don't always have a clear roadmap. We don't always have all the signs in place to say, turn here, stop here, go, you know, it's not always that way. I loved the word last week was the antidote to fear is faith. Well, this morning, Barb and I want to share with you a change that is happening in our lives. A change that is going to involve you as well as involve us. And I know this might be a little bit of a surprise to some as we walk through this, but stay with me. Over the last while, we have been asking God for clarity about our future as lead pastors here at CPC. 2 years ago, my summer reading included a book called Next. That was the title of the book, Next. And the big idea of that book was how every church and every pastor at some time or another will face transition from one lead pastor to another. As you know, many of you know, earlier this year, you as a congregation blessed us with a sabbatical, which Barb and I are extremely grateful for. And our prayer, even while we were on that sabbatical, was, God, if you want us to continue as lead pastors here at CPC, we are absolutely willing. And God had our yes. At the same time, we said, God, if that's not in the cards, if that's not in the plan, we are also willing. You just need to let us know. And I think those that know us closely, our heart has always been to be faithful to God and to do what He says. That's always been our heart. This was the desire of our hearts, a little history here, 19 years ago, when with great fear, and there was a giant of fear at that time even then, and trepidation, we accepted your invitation, and many of you were not here at that time, but we accepted your invitation and God's call, because it's not only a congregation's invitation, there's also the call of God that is part of the equation. We accepted that invitation and God's call to come and be the lead pastor here at Comox Pentecostal Church. And at that time, moving from Saskatchewan with four teenage boys, there were people who thought we were absolutely crazy at a vulnerable time in their life to uproot and move to a foreign land on Vancouver Island. I'll never forget when we were first called and invited to consider. I said to my wife, we were in a season of transition then as well. We had taken 10 months between congregations, just to wait on God. And our last place we stepped out, not knowing what the future held. And I'll never forget when I mentioned it to Barb that we've been considered to come to Vancouver Island. I said, what do you think? And she said, no way. And she was afraid of earthquakes and that the island was going to fall into the sea and all that stuff, you know. But with four kids, four teenagers, leaving friends, for some that's basically all they knew, we accepted that call. Well, here we are 19 years later. and with similar fears and anxiousness, we have sensed that the winds of change are blowing again. In this time, we have asked God for an open heart. We have spent time in prayer, a lot of prayer actually. We've had meaningful conversations and counsel with people who love us and love you. And this is a decision that we have not made by any means in isolation. As I mentioned earlier, our heart has always been to do the right thing, even if it involves change. And so in the last couple of weeks, it's crazy, you know, like even this series that we're in right now, it seems so timely because some of this was probably brewing back way back when, but we've just been so drawn to keeping our eyes on Jesus. In the last couple of weeks, Barb and I have come to a decision, and I want to say it's a decision that is accompanied by unexplainable peace. That the time has come to prepare our church, Comox Pentecostal Church, for transition. We believe the time has come to make way for the choosing of a new lead pastor. It's time to pass the baton. We believe the time has come for a new leader, a new voice who, and I say this with confidence, who will inspire you and will provoke you, like sometimes I've provoked you, to even greater love and good works. Maybe I haven't provoked you enough sometimes. We believe it's time to prepare for a new wineskin with new ways of reaching our culture and our community for Jesus Christ. I have a friend by the name of Doug Smith, and he recently said these words, and I was really drawn to it. He said, if we stay with the familiar, we risk not experiencing the new wine. And it's a danger that any church could face. Sometimes the familiar keeps us from experiencing what God would have for us ahead. We've shared this with our PAOC district superintendent, Ken Russell. Some of you know Ken, great guy, who has provided for us excellent guidance and counsel. We've shared this with our CPC Leadership Council. Some of them are here with us today, who I want to just say publicly on behalf of Barb and I that we are deeply grateful for all of our council. We're thankful for their unified love and support and their encouragement to us, even in this decision. And literally, I could not imagine not having them in this. And I want to say, not only are we blessed, but let me just say, CPC family, you are blessed because of the men and women that God has called to be your leaders. And so in a couple of minutes, I'm going to invite Calvin Farnell to come, who is the co-chair of our council. And he's going to share with you a little bit of what this transition is going to look like, God willing. I want to say also again that this has not been an easy decision for Barb and I. It's not a decision that we have taken lightly by any means. And as I mentioned earlier, it's not a decision that we have made in isolation. I shared a sermon a few weeks ago on aloneness and isolation. It's not a place anyone wants to be. And that's why God has given to us a wonderful family that we can confer with. And we don't have to walk this journey alone. We don't even have to make these big decisions alone. As your pastor, we have always tried, with the help of the Holy Spirit, to give our very best to you. We have loved you. We have walked with you. We have laughed with you. We've had, so many times, such great laughter and had fun together. We have wept with many of you. Some of you, we've baptized you. come to faith in Christ, and we've been able to see you follow Christ in that way. Some of you, we've had the joy of performing your marriage and have celebrated your weddings. We've dedicated your kids. That's one of the great joys of my heart. And for some, we've buried your loved ones and have walked with you in those times. 19 years is a lot of time. It's a lot of life stuff happens. A lot of day-to-day ups and downs, hurts and pains and struggles and joys and curveballs, surprises, all that. It's a lot of life stuff that happens. And I want to just also acknowledge the fact that some of you have been with us from day one. You deserve a medal. Some of you have been here. Some of you were here when God called us here. And I also want to acknowledge that some of you, we've just met. Some of you I've only known for a few days. Some of you I met this morning for the very first time. Some of you, it's been a few weeks, a few months, maybe a year. But one of the things that I believe God has given us this capacity, and we're thankful for it. I want to encourage those of you that have just come on the scene. The reality is, it never takes long for you to find a meaningful place in our hearts. And I say that with sincerity. I remember when we had three boys, and there was, you know, then we found out we were pregnant with my wife was pregnant with our fourth son, our fourth child. And there's always that sense, you know, can we love one more? If you're a parent, you know what I'm talking about, especially those of you that have had a big quiver full of kids, you know, like, and yet God gives you that capacity to love one more. And that's always been our heart for you. In spite of the stuff that you come with, the struggles, and we all come with some baggage, and we all come with some hurt, we all come with some stuff that, and God just, we love that. We've always loved being able to, God's always given us capacity for one more. But one thing I have learned, and I say this with confidence this morning, that in 41 years, that's a crazy number, 41, of pastoral ministry, I've learned that the local church is not about me. And if we ever have that idea, that's a wrong idea. And it's not about you either. The church is way bigger than any one of us. The church is about a family. The church is about you. It's about the people that God brings together. It's about the gifts that God brings together so that we can accomplish. The number one thing is that, I think we even have a slide there, Tanner, that the centerpiece of the local church must always be about Jesus. The centerpiece of the church must always be about Him, because it's His church. And the mandate is how God uses all of us together to accomplish His mission and His purposes through all of us. I've said this before, that great churches are not because of some slick pastor. Great churches are a result of great people. And it's the collection of great people that God brings together that is not only what we can celebrate today, but it's also the hope for our future as a congregation. And so I want to encourage you this morning with that. And so as we begin this exciting journey, and I'm excited about the future of CPC, I have to admit that. As we begin this journey of change and transition, my challenge to you before Calvin comes to you, our CPC family, is, first of all, love your church family. The Bible says that the world will know that we are His disciples by our love for one another. Love the local church. Unfortunately, there's a trend today for many out there in church land of people who have become disengaged and disconnected and have kind of given up on local church. And I wanted to say it's absolutely wrong. I want to say love the local church because it's still the hope of the world. And it's through the local church that God has called us to reach our people, our communities, our province, our nation. The second challenge would be, and we'll say more at another point, but commit yourself to prayer. Pray for our family. Pray for your leaders that God has put among you. And as we read earlier from Joshua chapter 1, be strong. He said it three times, and very courageous. And I have a new hashtag for you Instagrammers and Twitters and all that. Hashtag CPC strong. There's a good one for you, Lindy. All right? The Instagram queen of Comox Valley. CPC strong. That's a biblical. God's calling us, be strong and very courageous. And with that, I would say, do not take the easy path. And the easy path would be like the armies of Israel who, facing that giant, would get up and run, abandon, like run and hide and cower. Let's not be afraid of change. Let's embrace it. And let's be willing to take, even if it's a hard path for a season. Because God, there is victory waiting, and there is something amazing in front of us if you will stay the course. Be faithful in your giving. Be faithful in honoring the Lord with your tithes and offerings. Sometimes people start to pull back, and it's the worst time to ever do that, because we need to position ourselves in such a way that we will be strong for the future that God has for us. Be engaged is another one. Step up your involvement. And my encouragement is to shoulder the responsibility that God would have us all to shoulder as we go forward together. And the last thing I want to say before Calvin comes is be encouraged. Be encouraged. And as my friend Doug shared, he said transition, and we'll bring that slide in, Tanner. Transition is not happening to us. It's happening through us and for us. Transition is not happening to us. It's happening through us and for us. And I draw great encouragement from that thought this morning. And to recognize also, the good news is that God has a great story ahead for CPC. And He's calling you and I to be part of that. And part of my story is helping to make the way for that new season to happen. And I want to encourage you. I want to bless you this morning. I want to thank God for my wife and I. I'm thankful, extremely thankful for Barb. She doesn't get much of a choice on who her pastor is. But thankful for her tremendous love, and we're in this together. And I mentioned this unexplainable peace that God has given to us. But I also want to say a big thank you to all of you as a congregation for your love and for your support and the blessing that you are to us and have been over the years, and even more recently. We are so, so thankful for you. And with that, I'm going to invite Calvin to come, and he's going to share with you a little bit of what this path, we'll call it a path, I don't know, for a better word, a path forward. And so could we just welcome Calvin as he comes, one of our leaders.
Thanks, Dave. That was great. It really was. And right off the bat, they're not going anywhere in a day or a week or a month. This wasn't it. He's going to be around. I'll get into those details in a minute. But after Dave met with Ken Russell last Friday, Ken Russell came and met with us as a leadership council this past Wednesday. Ken's an amazing guy. He is our district pastor. He is our district leader. And he is an incredible leader, an incredible pastor. And he is going to walk with us as a congregation through this transition. That's one of the big parts of his job. And he does it really, really well. And he said he will come here as often as we need him to come. He has family on the island, so he likes to come to the island. But it is something that he does, and he does it well. It was a great meeting. It was very encouraging for us as a council, the way that he offered himself and offered the district and what the district has in the way of programming for transition. So one of the first things that we talked about, and Ken and Dave talked about that on Friday, in a situation where a lead pastor steps down, there's a period of time before they go, and then there's going to be a lengthy time before a new lead pastor comes. And so there's an interim pastor who's appointed, who's asked to be there. And Ken Russell has asked Dave Postal if he would consider the role of interim pastor. And he agreed. And as a leadership council, we fully endorse that. So Dave is transitioning in from lead pastor of Comox Pentecostal Church to interim lead pastor of Comox Pentecostal Church for a period of time. That, not forever. And this will really help the transition to go smoothly, so that there isn't your lead pastor leaving, an interim pastor coming and being there for 6 months, 8 months, maybe a year, and then him leaving or her leaving, and the new lead pastor coming. So that will really aid the transition time. And the other thing that we spent most of the time at the meeting was working through, Ken Russell took us through a manual. The district has created a manual for transition of lead pastor. They've done a fantastic job. It's a book. I have the binder at home, and so it's gonna really help us as we walk through this time. Ken said that the fastest transition took 3 months, and he guaranteed us that that would not be us. And he said the longest transition took 18 months, and he implored us that would not be us either. It is way too long. And so somewhere in between those is where we'll be in our transition time. The step that we're at right now is to establish a search committee. Some of the people who are on the leadership council will be on that committee, and others who are not on the leadership council will also be on that committee. So that's the first place that we're at now in that step by step in that transition, is looking for establishing a search committee. So that's where we're at in this. But the other unique thing for us as a church is that we are in the middle of a search for a youth pastor. And you wonder, how does that work? Well, Ken Russell, in his wisdom, implored us, asked us, said that we should definitely continue that search. And so again, as a leadership council, we've agreed to do that. And so that will continue to happen. It is happening. And so, Lord willing, sometime in the near future, we will be able to make an announcement that we have a person chosen for our new youth pastor here at CPC. And so, as Dave said, lots to pray about, lots to be encouraged about, lots to get behind, lots to support, to be encouragers, not discouragers. To encourage someone is to put courage into them, to build them up, to lift them up. To discourage is to take away, is to take. And we have an adversary who would want to take away, who would want us to be discouraged and discouraging rather than encouraging. Change is not always easy, but it will be great as we see God move and God work in people's lives here in CPC as well as the Comox Valley. So we're encouraged by that. So pray for Dave and Barb. Pray for the Leadership Council. Pray for the Search Committee. It's a lot of work. There's a lot to do. And we want to inform you as much as we can. That's all I'm going to say about the administrative details today. But you will see and hear more from me in the coming months about what's happening. Feel free to ask questions. Feel free to call. If we can answer the questions, we will. And if we can't, we'll tell you we can't. But what we want to do right now is we want to pray, ask Dave and Barb to come, and we want to pray with them and for them as a congregation, and pray for the Leadership Council as well. So I'm just going to come down. Dave and Barb, if you can come up. And I'm not going to ask any specific people to come up because all of us are going to pray. We're going to stand, please. And I encourage you at this time to pray with me, to pray out loud. And I'm going to lead. If you feel like you'd want to come up, I knew that if I asked people to come up, the whole congregation would come up. So, but that's okay. Let's pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, thank you for the peace that you've given Dave and Barb. Father, thank you for the good word, the challenging word that you gave Dave for this morning, for a time like this. Thank you for community. Thank you for family. Thank you for leadership. It's all ordained by you. We pray that you would continue to fill Dave and Barb with your peace, with your joy, with your strength, your wisdom, your love, as we look to change in the future. Bless them. We look forward to this series of preaching that we're in, that Joel and Dave will share with us. Guide us, direct us, lead us. Thank you, Father. Bless this couple. Continue to be with them. We come against anything that Satan would want to do to fill their mind with lies and fear and things that aren't true. Father, may we as a congregation be encouragers to them, build them up, lift them up. Not be discouragers. Father, we pray for the Leadership Council and for the Search Committee that you would in turn give them wisdom and discernment as we work through this process of transition to see a new lead pastor at Comox Pentecostal Church. Father, we take great solace, we take great joy, delight in knowing that you already know. You are a God who knows all, and you already know who that person is. You know what that future will bring us. You know the things and the giftings that this person has. And so we look forward with expectation. Father, help us to pray. Help us to find and to be in tune with your Holy Spirit to choose the person of your choosing, Father. You will make that very clear to the Search Committee, the Leadership Council. And Father, we thank you for Ken Russell and for his wisdom, for his love for the church, and for his ability to help in times of transition and how well they do it. Thank you for a district that's created a manual. Thank you for a district that wants to see the local church succeed and be the hope of the world. We want to be the hope to the Comox Valley. People are hurting, people who are in need. So thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Just bless Dave and Barb, we pray. In your name, Father. Amen. Amen.
Anyway, there's a great story ahead, and we get to be part of that. And so let's be encouraged. Let's believe God. He's way bigger than all of us, and so we are so thankful. Thank you, Calvin, for I think you know the word making a way, creating a path forward is what we feel really at peace to be part of. And so we just, as I said earlier, we've always tried to give our best. And in this transition, I've never been an interim lead pastor before, so but we will give our very best. I promise you that. And we will see great things ahead as God leads us. And so continue to pray. And yeah, it's awesome. So bless you guys. Yeah. Amen. I also want to say, and we say this every Sunday, if there's anyone, if you need prayer, if there's anyone here today and you've come with a heavy heart that we can pray for, some of our team here will pray with you, just feel free to come on up here and we'd love to pray with you. And in the meantime, just grab a coffee on the way out. Don't rush away. Find someone you've never met before. Say welcome to the party. And let's believe God for a great future. Amen. So bless you. Amen.